Hello.
Oh, hi,
Hello.
Joshua. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hello. I'm all right. Yeah.
Aww.
Trying to get there.
Yeah, that's why I was following up, because I know last we spoke you said that it would be by Friday, and I just noticed, wow, it's Tuesday and it still didn't process. So do you just need a little bit more time?
I mean, I've had a bunch of people cancel on me and stuff. I mean, I'm trying to keep the ball moving, but it just, unfortunately, like, I guess the way that it is between the weather and all that, we just had a bunch of horrible weather too, and then now our temperatures dropped down to the 40s, so it's kind of hard to do any outside work right now.
But oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah, so we're going through that weather change where we're changing and all that stuff. Hopefully, if not by the end of this week, it'll be next week.
Okay. I don't know
like
if we discussed this
again.
Or not. Yeah, well, it hits again on the 16th, but I don't know if I gave you this option last time or not, but I want to run it by you. While the account's in opacity status, there's a big orange banner at the top of your site saying the information is no longer being updated. It's just meant to be a friendly reminder that the payment's not going through, but some people don't like that up there because it makes people, you know, potential clients maybe think they're not in business or something. So if you wanted to, you could keep the site open and take that orange banner off and pay the hosting fee of $49. And then in a week or so, when you get the rest of the money, I can prorate it and just charge the balance, you know, if you wanted to.
Yeah, I'll just go ahead and, I mean, that orange banner, I mean, it is what it is. I'm not even that worried about it, to be honest. I mean, people are calling me, they're calling me, and very many people go to that website anyway.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it, too, because the phone number's still up there. The website's still fully functional. So I have people all the time that will still get client calls, even with the orange banner on there. But I just wanted to run it by you because, like I said, some people don't like it up there. You know, it shouldn't, you know, affect.
So how does that work with me buying the domain? Do I have to buy the domain from y'all, or how does that work? Like,
if you ever canceled service, you would have two options. One would be to keep the website and the content on the site, and that's just $49 a month for the hosting and the maintenance. And then the second option would be to buy the domain. That's a one-time buyout of $99, but then that takes the content off. So then you have to take all you need, handymanservices.com, and then build a new site on it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So basically, I'd have the domain, but I would lose all the stuff that y'all made, basically.
Exactly. If you do the usually people will purchase the domain because they want to keep their website, but they, you know, they're building a new site on it, so that's why they'll buy the domain, you know. But with you, if you want to keep the domain and the content, you could just do the hosting. Matter of fact, I can help you out a little bit. I know you've been very transparent with me with everything that happened with the diesel and the truck and all that. So I could put a note here that if you ever wanted to do that, that we would give you the corporate rate of $29 a month. Usually you have to be like a Subway sandwich or an Anytime Fitness to get that rate, like have 100 locations or more. But I'll put a note in here that if you ever needed to, that we could do that, okay?
All right.
Yep, so I think we have a good game plan. I'll touch base with you in a week or so, and of course, if you get it sooner, call me, okay?
Yeah, which, I mean, I know it runs every 24 hours anyway, so it'll just go ahead and pull it out when I get it. So.
Yeah, that's true. The system does try it once a day, so you're right. It might eventually just, you know, show, but I'll put a note in here, too, to remind myself that when it does, to push the next billing out 30 days for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a great rest of your
day. So it'll
weekend,
basically
okay?
just change the billing date, I guess?
Exactly. So let's say that it goes through on April 10th. I don't want you to have another payment on April 16th, right? That's two payments.
Yeah, so it'll
together.
Push it out
so
to May 10th.
May 10th, exactly.
Okay, cool. That's awesome. Thank you very much.
All right. You're very welcome. And have a great rest of your day, okay?
You too.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay. Bye-bye.